Indigenous vegetable farming has not in the past been done as a source of income. Nowadays, these vegetables are one of the major sources of income for many farmers. Join me, Arnold Lagetta, as I bring you stories on agriculture, health, education, devolution, and many more. Today, I bring you a story about the farmers who have embraced indigenous vegetable farming after shunning maize farming. Farmers in Engoto village in Nyamira have shunned maize farming for indigenous vegetable farming to alleviate poverty. The farmers have said that vegetables are more profitable than maize. I arrive at John Achira's home and he walks me to his farm.
I want you to see black nightshade, spider flower, and curls.
Are these not black nightshade vegetables?
I make 5,000 shillings a week from this section of the farm.
That is John Achira, a vegetable farmer from Engoto village in Nyamira County. Achira grows black nightshade, locally known as Rinagu, spider flower, which they call chinsaga, and curls. Like other farmers in this village, John Achira started vegetable farming because vegetables take shorter time to harvest as compared to maize, which take long and are affected by diseases leading to less harvests. Farmers of this village grow vegetables only to earn a living and educate their children.
Vegetable farming has really saved us. We are able to pay for our children's school fees. Maize farming is not as profitable as vegetable farming. Vegetables farming feeds us. This is where we get money to buy maize for Gadi.
Jane Nyero is also a vegetable farmer from this village. She does not grow maize as other farmers do in the neighboring villages. I met her weeding a vegetable farm.
I only grow vegetables. Can you see maize in my farm? I have grown vegetables only. Look here. I do rotational vegetable farming. As this type is ready for harvest, I grow another type to ensure continuous flow of vegetable harvest.
Why does Jenny grow vegetables only?
You get a continuous flow of money every day you are selling vegetables. Your child cannot miss school because of lack of school fees. Vegetables are profitable. Maize take up to 7 months before you can harvest. With vegetables, once you start harvesting, you get income daily. It is only vegetables that can first help you financially instead of waiting for maize.
John Achira says waiting for 7 months to harvest maize will put you in a great financial and hunger problem.
If we want to plant maize and wait for 7 months to harvest, that means we are hungry for that long because we have no other source of income. That's why we settled on vegetable farming. Spider flower vegetables takes a month before you start harvesting. So when they are ready for harvesting, you harvest weekly and you see you can get money to buy maize. We grow in intervals to ensure almost daily harvests for a continuous income. That's why we chose this farming.
John Achira grows maize in a small section of his farm for the sake of his children.
We plant maize in a very small portion for the sake of little children who love roasted. Our main farming is vegetable farming.
For small-scale farmers, Jane Nyairo advises them to try vegetable farming as opposed to maize to improve their financial status.
I ask those who have small pieces of land to start vegetable farming. Vegetable farming will give you daily income as compared to maize.
Meanwhile, the county government of Nyamira has started providing solar dryers to the farmers to ensure that there is no wastage and spoilage of the vegetables when they are harvested in bulky. Johnson Nyagemi is an agricultural officer in Nyamira North sub-county.
The county, through the National Agricultural and Rural Inclusive Project, which is funded by the World Bank, has started trainings and buying value addition equipment for the vegetables and the banana farmers in the county.
We were given this soda dryer by the county. The Ministry of Agriculture officers from both the county and the division always feasts us. When they found out that we do not have the market for the vegetables, we get losses. They gave us soda dryer to dry our vegetables.
This is Arnold Ageta. I am a member of Development Reporters and I will be reporting for you from Nyamira County within the Lake Region Economic Block.